Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Did you know Jacob is one of the key figures in the whole Bible, but his family wasn't perfect? Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost. I'm here today to boost your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, we've been talking about Jacob. Obviously, he's one of the pivotal figures in the Bible. You know, he's one of the heroes of the Bible. It's, you know, God says many times, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We need to remember that, you know, Jacob's 12 sons are the founders of the nation of Israel. Every one of them is the head of the tribes. Israel was 12 tribes, and these 12 tribes were started by the 12 sons of Jacob. It's amazing how God used him to form a nation. We still see this nation in existence today. The nation of Israel still exists. And not only those who physically live in Israel, but Jewish people who've been scattered all over the world in the last 2,000 years, the nation of Israel still exists. They all trace their ancestry, their lineage, back to this man Jacob. And so you'd think, wow, okay, he must have had a pretty sweet family. He must have been pretty solid. Well, the truth is his family wasn't perfect. You know, there was a lot of dysfunctionality in his family. First up, those 12 sons came from 4 different women. It's complicated. It's complicated. It wasn't just he had one wife and 12 kids. And you would kind of think, I don't know, you would think if God was going to start a nation with one dude with 12 sons, you'd kind of imagine in your mind he would make him choose one woman, have 12 sons, nice and organized, nice and sort of solid, nice and tidy and not too messy. But no, this is not how it started. Started with a dude, fell in love with Rachel, wants to marry her. The father-in-law tricks him, gives him Rachel's sister called Leah. And he wakes up in the morning after the wedding night. It was a dark tent, couldn't see anything. And it's the wrong woman. And he's like, what the heck's going on here? And the dad's like, oh, didn't I tell you? We always give the firstborn first. You can have the secondborn too. Then he's got 2 wives. And throughout their lives, these 2 wives, Rachel and Leah, they're contending with each other. They're always competing with each other for Jacob's love and for his attention. And there's this constant battle between them. And part of that battle is they both give Jacob their maid, their female maid, to sleep with as well so that he can have more kids. Now, this was very cultural in the day. If a wealthy woman gave the maid to her husband, the children of that maid belonged to the husband. They belonged to the family. It was like a way of building your family. So both the maids of Leah and Rachel also give birth to kids. And that's where the 12 sons come from. I mean, that in itself, we would say is dysfunctional. It's kind of a bit cray-cray. As I said, very cultural for the day. Lots of men in that era had multiple wives if they were wealthy enough. But then the dysfunctionality even gets worse. Reuben, his firstborn, sleeps with one of those maids. Like, it's messed up. He has an affair with her. It's just so wrong. And it brought dishonor to him and to the family. But then after that, Reuben, when Jacob's sons are plotting the destruction of Joseph, they want to kill their own brother. Reuben's the one who says, hey guys, no, don't kill him. Put him in a pit. And he puts him in a pit trying to work out a way of rescue him. So Reuben wasn't all bad, but he slept with one of the maids who was effectively Jacob's concubine. It's messed up. It's messed up. And then, you know, the big story in his family is that his sons hate Joseph. So he has 12 sons. 2 of them are to Rachel. That's Joseph and Benjamin. The other 10 basically hate Joseph. They hate him because Joseph's having dreams. He's getting coats given to him of many colors that his dad gives him. Jacob loves Joseph because he's the son of Rachel, who was his first choice. Remember, he didn't choose 4 wives. He chose 1, ended up with 4. So Joseph's got this special place in his heart. The other sons are jealous of him and they literally want to kill him. Like, this is not just having an argument. I mean, our kids might argue and fight a little bit. And we're like, oh, guys, settle. These guys literally wanted to kill their own brother. Like, that's full on. That's hardcore. And the only reason they don't kill Joseph is because Reuben intervenes. And so this was not a perfect family. So I'm saying all that to say this. I don't know what your family life is like. I know what mine is like. And I know my family is not perfect. But God can use you anyway. because Jacob kept calling on the name of the Lord, because he kept obeying God. He kept hearing the voice of God. He encountered God. God was able to redeem his dysfunctional family and create out of his 12 sons a nation called Israel that God blessed, a nation that still survives today, thousands of years later. God can use you, even if your family's not perfect, even if your background's not perfect, your family of origin was a little bit messed up. God can still use you. He's got a call on your life. His power is greater than any human failings, and he will do his will through your life.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.